Greetings, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving on this edition of our Sunday School Preview. I hope you are experiencing the goodness of God with your family and friends on this special day. This Sunday's lesson is entitled David Worships God in Jerusalem and is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. David was God's choice to be king of Israel and was anointed by Samuel at the direction of God after God rejected Saul, Israel's first king, from being king of Israel for his disobedience and failure to recognize and honor God for the God he is. David's ascension to the throne was ordained, but not easy. Multiple attempts was made on his life, and the nation was not initially united under him. But he was able to bring the nation together and conquer the city known as Zion and Jerusalem, which became the capital of Israel. Today's lesson focuses on the celebration of bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the capital city and the ceremony associated with the entry into the city. David recognized the importance of God to the welfare of the nation, the significance of the Ark, and the importance of doing things the way God wanted things done. He commanded the Levites carry the Ark according to how it was written in the law. He ordered all Israel to come witness and take part of this triumphant and meaningful return of the Ark to its rightful place and center of national worship. The Ark contained many of the other sacred artifacts and two of the tables of the law, the Ten Commandments, received by Moses and represented the presence of God. The ceremony was accompanied by singing and dancing and music and praises to God, with David leading himself by example. David had prepared a place and erected a tent for the ark to reside, but that was only a temporary solution. His desire was to construct a magnificent temple to house the ark, which God allowed his son, King Solomon, to build. The main takeaway for us from this lesson is the importance of genuine praise and worship, where God is at the center of and reason for the praise. Genuine worship and praise is not just something we do on Sunday during a song, a testimony, or sermon, or activity at a church service. But genuine praise and worship is something we live where God is at the center of our life at all times. It is not something we practice on Sunday when we when and where the church is gathered, but something we live by each day of the week. David was special to God because he was a man who understood the importance of God in his own life and the life of others. And though he failed him, his sorrow and regret for his failure and subsequent plea for forgiveness endeared him to God, who forgave him, restored him, and used him to execute his plan of salvation for the whole world through Jesus Christ, the root and offspring of David. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, happy Thanksgiving, fear God, and keep His commandments.